What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another recap episode of Comeback Season, the podcast with yours truly, Jack Mack and Dave Portnoy. It's a quickie episode because it is Thanksgiving week and everybody's running around crazy. And to be completely honest, college football is staying pretty status quo, which is a word that apparently Dave doesn't like me using, but I'm using it anyways. Not a whole bunch of earth-shattering things happening in week 12, but we do look back at those games and look forward to the Ohio State-Michigan week. Our college football crew will be out there with a live show, but again, not a whole bunch happening. All the teams kind of staying put, but we still look at those headlines, talk Urban Meyer, talk Les Miles, and much more. As always, even on the quickie episodes, this is presented by Velveeta Shells and Cheese. Every single person that does this podcast absolutely loves it. I'm obsessed with it because all I have to do is just boil the water, cook the shells, and stir in that cheese sauce. Plus, Velveeta loves college football, and they know that being football fans can be absolutely draining. Those game day rituals that begin really early, like I said, we'll be in Columbus, and that show's at 10 a.m., so they know that a lot of people tailgating don't have enough time to make a lot of food, so they're making it easy for you. Like I said, they want to help you with your best tailgate, your best watch party, or even if you're just sitting at home watching games on the couch, they want to give you that cheesy, rich, creamy, melty Velveeta shells and cheese. And if you're one of those lucky guys that gets to go to the SEC championship due to Velveeta shells and cheese, you know they're big football fans. So just go check out their website. Make sure you're buying Velveeta. Get that queso. You won't regret it. All right, we're back here on another Monday. It's a recap episode. It's probably going to be a quick one because this week is an absolute shit show with Thanksgiving and everything that's going on. We're going to Columbus for the college football show this weekend. Dave, I know you had a rough weekend betting in college football.
College football, not so bad. College basketball, real bad. Real bad.
You weren't bad in college football?
I wasn't great, but I wasn't horrible.
What about high school football?
I'm wearing the Hanks high school. My team played, Swampscott played, Scituate. In it was like the semifinals.
They got blown out.
Understatement. Massachusetts high school football is not Texas, so it's like it's a little different. To be losing, Swampscott was down 42-0 at halftime.
At halftime?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was the final.
No.
It's tough.
42 zip at half. So I bet a sweatshirt. I gotta wear this actually. You know, the Celtics on Wednesday. I gotta wear this to the Celtics game on Wednesday too because the guy who gives me the tickets. His son is the quarterback, is Scituate, and a wide receiver.
How do you get to that stage in the playoffs and then get down 42-0 at halftime?
High school football.
High school football.
I tweeted out that it was the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to Swampscott, and some kid on the team like sent me 3,000 straight Instagrams being like, fuck you, don't ever come back to Swampscott, we hate you, like 14, 18-year-olds, we worked hard. It's like, yeah, but you're down 42-0 at halftime.
Yeah, that's tough. Well, so the bets weren't that bad. I see this weekend for college football again, like there just wasn't anything super exciting that happened.
The Maryland Ohio State, right?
Yeah, I mean that was Maryland should have won that game.
Urban Meyer's just fall, then he magically got better. I think you were on
a plane, so I was following it. Yeah,
he looked like he was just going to die.
But that's when they were down. But then they scored, and he was just jumping around.
He was miraculously healed
whenever he's up. But when he's down, those headaches he gets.
That was I saw the replays. The guy's wide open on the two-point.
Oh, yeah. That was brutal.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Ohio State should not have won that game at all. Like, they just don't look good, which is why it fares well for the Michigan-Ohio State game.
Yeah.
Michigan didn't play a great game
either. No, Michigan looked great. They did not look great. It is one of those games, though. It's, like, so cliche, but just throw it all out the window. Like, Ohio State, I think most people say more talent than Michigan. So, you know, they're going to be ready for the game, and I think it'll be a very hard game. Michigan, I think, was just a look ahead this past week. And Harbaugh was doing some weird shit at the end of like the first half. Went for two for no reason, which everyone seems to be doing that lately. Tommy, just sit here. What do you have to do right now, Tom? I need to at least split Akron and South Dakota State. They're both looking very
for those.
So he just
for
sits
those,
here. That's
yeah. For those listening, Tommy just walked in and Dave needs some
the vape god.
Yeah, the vape god just walked in and he knew. Dave needs some luck with his bets.
They're both going horribly last time I saw. Those are the two scores, Tommy. So we have South Dakota -8. They're down 7 with 15 minutes to go. And we have And then we have Akron +11, and they're down 9. So, but they were, like, winning. Let's just whatever. I just get me those splits so I don't, like, have a heart attack on
air. It's just weird that he's just sitting here.
Well,
No.
I got drunk this weekend and proposed to Tommy.
Oh, yeah, I did see that, and he kind of rejected it.
Yeah, I did. It was rude. But in a text message, he said he did.
He's got a lot of things going on right now.
You said, in a text message, you said, I do. Yeah.
The other thing Harbaugh did, which was crazy.
Well, the end of the first half, Indiana kicked the ball. It was bizarre.
Yeah, that was illegal, but we also didn't call a timeout.
Yeah, that was weird. And
had them and cost ourselves three plays. Whatever. They won. I think this is the last potential. I don't know that there's ever been a year, right, where the top four stay the top four the entire time. This could be the year.
But for the college football playoff? Yeah.
This past week was the first week the top 10 stayed the same. In the history of the college football playoff.
But then West Virginia lost.
Well, yes.
So they obviously dropped out. But, yeah, I mean, it's just.
But he's saying top four.
Yeah, for the top four. Like, I mean, this is the only, if Michigan gets past Ohio State, which hopefully they do.
Clemson plays South Carolina.
Yeah.
And then
that should win that
Pittsburgh.
Game.
So it's, this is, I mean, I guess Georgia could theoretically beat Alabama.
That's the only thing. If Alabama loses to Georgia, you could start seeing where they might try to sneak two SEC teams in again.
Well, I don't think that will happen. If Michigan wins out, they're in. I firmly believe that. But Notre Dame got by their one potential slip up, it looks like, and they got by it impressively. And even that helps Michigan. So.
For sure helps Michigan.
I just don't.
Syracuse looked terrible.
Yeah, I didn't see any of that game.
I mean, I know their quarterback got hurt, but I don't think it would have mattered.
But all the Syracuse fans always say that their backup's better than Dungy. Tommy DeVito's the second coming of Christ, but
that's what everybody has to say.
You are right that the backup quarterback is always better than the starter, in most cases, at least in fan bases' minds.
Yeah, well, and to see a Michigan Notre Dame rematch would be cool, just to because of
that would have
Book
to be some
that.
Major upsets, unless there's some hanky panky that goes on with Clemson.
Yeah, that would have to be
for the seeding.
Well, Michigan would have to be Bama, and Notre Dame would have to be Clemson.
Yeah, unless for some reason they thought Michigan is like should
I
be
guess
the 13.
Georgia. I guess Georgia could beat Alabama, and then it's Clemson 1, Notre Dame 2, Michigan 3, Georgia 4. But you would think Georgia would jump some people because they beat Alabama, because that would be the best win of anybody all season.
And then Texas 1, West Virginia lost. So Oklahoma plays West Virginia this weekend.
I think West Virginia will beat Oklahoma. Oklahoma looked like crap yet again.
Yeah, 40 points to Kansas.
It's not good. Whoever wins the West Virginia Oklahoma game goes to the Big 12 championship potentially against Texas.
Uh huh.
Which is
if Texas loses to Kansas this week, that would be one of the. What did you think of the Les Miles hire?
Good hire, I guess. I mean, I don't.
People are talking about Kansas again.
Yeah, I mean, but the weird thing is Kansas has been playing better. Maybe it was in the works a little bit. Like Kansas. I feel like it's on the upswing for what they usually were.
I definitely agree with that. I was kind of surprised that they fired Beattie.
Yeah, it seems like, this is somebody we can get. If we couldn't get him, then we wouldn't make the change, but they could.
Right, like maybe they fired him because they knew they could get Les Miles.
Oh, boy, Tommy.
Uh-oh. What's happening?
It's going the wrong way.
Oh, no.
So
everything's going the wrong
way. What happens if it keeps going the wrong way? Do you kick him out?
No, I mean, I may give him the day, but I'm just on an unbelievably bad streak here. Yep, we just scored.
It's good.
This is what we do.
Yeah.
Wait, is this the first half or the second half?
It's the game.
Oh.
Yeah, it's 40. It started at 11 a.m. These two games it's just you. I have no clue on these games, but it's like I'm doing so bad. Hey, there's 11 o'clock games. Let me bet them. Shouldn't do that. Should stop doing that.
If you win all of your college football bets, do you just stop betting for the day? Or when you start losing, do you just start betting?
Well, I chase when I lose.
Is this chasing?
Oh, yeah. If I'm up, I don't do that. It's classic gambler mentality. So,
are you going to bet on the Ohio State-Michigan game?
Probably not. What is the line? I haven't seen.
-4 right now.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole, really.
The fact that it's always early, I can imagine that it just gets wild. That game, you've probably been in the game a few times.
Yeah, right.
Is it just insane?
Yeah, Michigan.
People start drinking at 3 a.m.?
The people don't do that. But it's the two games that at Michigan that were always different were Notre Dame and Ohio State. Michigan State to a degree. So, but
Do you like Columbus as a city?
He doesn't like anywhere but Ann Arbor.
No, that's not true. I mean, if I'm being honest, I think Columbus is
decent.
Fun. Yeah, and Barstool's big there. I've always had a good time there. We'll see how we do this year. I've talked a lot of shit, so we'll see.
And
how
it's in Big Ev's fraternity parking lot.
Oh, it's in Big Ev. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's going to be hostile. This college football season has been kind of boring.
That's what I'm saying. There hasn't been any switch. And I don't think there's going to be a switch. I think, and people think Alabama can't be beaten. And you know, the top four teams has been. No, that huge loss hasn't happened since the rankings have come out.
Yeah, and I mean, Ohio State losing to Purdue, like, that was long ago.
Yeah, it was before.
But do you think Nick Saban was pissed at halftime against the Citadel?
I thought it was funny. I wouldn't be surprised if he intentionally did it so he could just shove it to the media, saying, you know, how
intentionally was trying to keep it
close? No, just keep it close for the first half, then you can tell the media, like, hey, I told you guys this is a real game.
I tweeted out that the Citadel should have just pulled like a Rodney Dangerfield, like, oh, my arm, like, and just like, hey, we tied, but nobody could come.
No, we tied, it's over.
Yeah, I mean, there's just not much shakeup. I mean, Alabama's not going to lose to Auburn.
No, definitely not.
Clemson's not going to lose to South Carolina.
Definitely
Notre Dame's
not.
Definitely not going to lose to USC.
This would be the one.
It's the only one.
Yep.
And then what happens if Michigan loses?
If Michigan loses
a lot, because then you have Ohio. Does Ohio State get in?
I don't think Ohio
Oklahoma?
State. No.
Or if they went out, and what about Washington State?
I would actually give it to Washington State right now. I don't think it'll happen because they look the most impressive. They're not playing anybody. We'll see what happens. I don't know.
Oklahoma, I mean,
and Ohio
State
have looked equally horrific. So a lot would probably be if Oklahoma goes undefeated the rest of the way, maybe give it to them. I don't think they will, but it's like that would mean they beat West Virginia probably 100-99. And
it goes back to like that weird argument we had a while back. It was like if Ohio State wins out, they could still miss the playoffs depending on what happens with Oklahoma. And Dave told me I was fucking crazy for that, but we are seeing that kind of.
Well, I don't think they haven't played. I don't think they're going to win out, so we'll see.
Right, but if
they're going to lose this week to West Virginia.
I was talking about Ohio State.
Oh, if Ohio State wins out
and Oklahoma wins out,
I think they'd give it to Ohio State.
I'd have to see how Oklahoma does. I don't know. It's a tough one.
Yeah, but I mean, if
because
Michigan
they both
wins,
look
the,
like dog crap. Yeah.
What's your thoughts on UCF? Do you think they should have a shot at
no,
all?
No. No,
they haven't been as impressive as they were last year.
Yeah,
I mean their defense looks decent this weekend.
I think Washington State would be the one that sneaks.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I would like that.
Because their one loss is to who? USC.
Mike Leach, Nick Saban.
Oh, I would love that. I mean, I love everything Mike Leach does.
And Washington State will have to beat Washington,
which is a good win. Yeah, right. I mean, Washington's not as good.
That'll be a good game.
The Pac-12 though is the same way I see the Big 12. I just don't think they're any good either.
No, I mean,
like I would think the Big 10 is the hardest conference of those three. Which is why you think Ohio State could sneak in.
100%. But then Ohio State's big wins would be Michigan.
Which is huge, like the last game of the season.
Which is a big win, but then do they have any other statement wins? No.
No, they lost to Penn State.
TCU? That's their – yeah.
Yeah, so it's tough, but the Michigan would be the – that's why you got to see because if Oklahoma beats West Virginia and then they'd beat Iowa State in the
– they would have probably a rematch with Texas.
Texas, so – they beat them, they make it. It's tough. You'd have to see
but
how the game is.
Oklahoma doesn't have any statement wins. I guess
like,
it would be
like
Texas.
What happens if Ohio State beats Michigan by 20? Then it changes.
Exactly.
It. So
yeah, we have to come back to it. It's one of those things.
Yeah, the eye test that does play into it, which is why Ohio State, they just look like shit to me.
Every week.
Yeah.
I mean, the defense.
But they've done this in the past, and then they beat Michigan, and then they win the Big Ten championship by 100, and it changes people's perceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they did that the year they beat Wisconsin. Everyone's like, no chance, no chance. They beat them by 70. It's like, oh, they're in.
It's like the beginning of the year, we were talking about Dwayne Haskins maybe being in the Heisman Trophy race, and now
he technically is.
I mean,
if you look at his stats,
Tua's going to win the Heisman.
Yes, but if you look at his stats, he has thrown for 40 touchdowns, ran for almost 10.
Yeah. I mean, this season's just kind of boring. So it sucks. It's like
big changes yet.
I want something to happen.
You don't really have that electric character that we had last year with Baker. It was kind
of Kyler Murray is,
but he's not Baker. I mean, when he played Kansas, he was grabbing his crotch. Kyler, he just runs around, and then
you just need shakeup. There hasn't been shakeup.
Yeah,
so I think we'll. I don't know. Yeah, we're probably not going to get it.
Must be a timeout here in this game.
What's happening?
9-point game. I don't think I have a chance. This would be a Tommy Luck because if he's not here, I have no chance. I go 0-2 right out of the gate. But yeah, there's not much to talk about.
No, there's really not. That's crazy is that we're going into rivalry week of college football and there's just not much.
Well, this past week, Michigan-Ohio State, I mean, that's.
What are you going to make a bet with Ev about? Like, you guys have to have a bet for this.
I don't know. I'll think on it. I mean, what can Ev give me that I want?
That's a good point.
I mean, really.
We're going to have to. You have any t-shirts for that?
We have the Shea Magics. Yeah.
I was thinking maybe like an Urban Liar one. You should have one with that.
But he claims not to like Urban Liar. Urban. We'll come up with some short t-shirt.
No, but that's the thing. If they beat Michigan and they win the Big Ten Championship, no one will – everybody will love Urban Meyer again.
In Ohio, yeah.
Yeah,
time.
100%.
Big F did say during the game on Saturday that if he saw Urban Meyer, he'd punch him in the face.
He said that?
Yeah, that was his quote.
Well, because of the game or because of
it was in
Urban
the middle
Meyer?
When they were down,
exactly.
I think, 21
he
points
wouldn't
or
14. Do that.
Oh, well, he wouldn't do that. No, of course he wouldn't do it. But he was saying, like, they scored a touchdown. Or I think it was after the fake punt. He was claiming, oh, I knew the fake punt was coming. Urban Meyer didn't. I'd punch him in the face if I saw him.
What's going to happen to Urban Meyer on the sidelines if they lose to Michigan? Is he just going to act like he had a heart attack?
Definitely.
He may just
there
fall
should
over.
Be like on like Rush Street on the Sugar House app that they do in Georgia. There should be like Will Urban literally fake his own death,
death
if
yes.
they lose. Because I
yes.
think he will.
Yeah.
I definitely think he will.
Yeah. I mean, that's just that's
would he coach the bowl game?
He would probably not. Like he would come up with some illness.
Well,
right?
He has come up with an illness. It says like he has an aneurysm in his brain or something.
So, well, it's not good. If that's true, that stinks. But I mean, yeah, there's the other than the Big Ten championship game. I mean, it's
but
kind
the
of
the aneurysm doesn't. It's not diagnosed as oh when you're winning you feel better when you're losing.
Well, for Urban,
I guess
that's
maybe
the
stress.
Urban disease,
that's the urban disease. Yeah. Yes, that's a great point. The urban disease, losing you got back problems. I think he has back problems because he's always bending over. Unless I guess that's the headaches.
No, he always does. That's his move. That's his sideline antics. He's always done that.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that. But other than that, there's really not much college football to talk about. Just pretty status quo. Right?
Yes.
Well, it was a bad, boring week last week outside an exciting game that almost like, but almost only counting.
What about all the shitty hits against Michigan?
Yeah. One of
they were.
That one lineman was going like ham.
Yeah.
Yeah, like for like the span of like 3 seconds, he was cheap shotting everybody. I made a video about that.
No, but he had multiple cheap shots. There's one like in the third.
I know.
He was mad because Chase stepped on his ankle.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Jack said that earlier before. Then he was like, Dave just conveniently forgot that Chase Winovich was being dirty too.
Chase Winovich is not a dirty player. He's a Michigan man.
He did step on that.
He's a Michigan man.
He's a Michigan man.
Yeah. Pretty status quo. All right. Well, that was
quick. No, I think, I'm trying
you
to
keep
think
saying status quo. Last week was not a great week.
This week is status quo. Upcoming weekend, like next Monday, we'll have way more to talk about.
Well,
but it's other than West Virginia losing, nothing else really happened. Right?
Correct.
Yeah.
That was a crazy
Oklahoma State's quarterback. Yeah, he looks like he's.
I don't know
40.
How Oklahoma State was so had such a bad record. They play everybody pretty tough.
5-5.
Who were the games they lost to that were tough?
Oklahoma State lost. They beat Boise State. They lost to Iowa State. I'm pretty sure. They lost to.
They beat Texas.
Oklahoma.
They lost to Baylor.
That's tough. Baylor one's tough.
Lost to Kansas State 31-12.
How's that happen?
Yeah, that's those.
I mean,
right,
you
those
think,
two.
Well,
12 points.
Texas Tech lost to Kansas State this week. You think Cliff survives?
I don't know. Somebody was walking around the office saying that they were told that Cliff Kingsbury is going to get fired.
Yes.
I have a hard time believing that.
Yeah, and it's like they may be delusional because they shouldn't have gotten rid of Leach. Like, who
are you
going to
get
better? Yeah. So.
I think they had a fine year, and he's, I don't know, he's an energetic young coach. And
very good-looking one, too.
Very good-looking one, and I don't know. If the Boosters' wives like the coach, the money gets donated a little bit more. That's one of those Texas things.
It's true.
Speaking of, what about Tom Herman's wife wearing that shirt on the sidelines?
Awesome. That was awesome.
Tommy, let's go. We're down 14 here. We're going to need a run.
Down 14? Where were they down when he came in here?
Nine.
Yikes.
Nine. Long game. You still got, 8 minutes left or something?
9:37, but it's been going the wrong way the entire time.
The best thing about the Tom Herman's wife's or Michelle's tweet was she had the G2, the Gatorade.
Did she? I didn't even notice that.
It was
just
but she had the wrong
city.
Shirt. She didn't have the Barstool one.
Well, we should send her one.
We should have. But no, yeah, Zach Smith. You guys talked about it last week, I assume. But Tom Herman. Yeah, and he, after the game, I think that they must have planned it. She came on the field. And
good. That's the way I would handle it.
They walked off together. It was good.
You would have wanted her to wear the shirt and handle it that way?
Yeah, I think it's kind of. Well, I don't know if she had to do it again, but it diffuses it. And I don't think anybody cared anyways
because Zach Smith's just a crazy person.
No, in Texas, I bet they cared.
You think?
Yes. Because after It was just one of those things. I mean, it's like gossip. Should they have cared? No, but they do, because it's like every little thing in Texas football matters, especially after, I mean, I guess that win against Iowa State was really big, because he can get in the Big 12 championship and say, you know, we're heading in the right direction, even if they lose.
Yeah. Well,
but he's, yeah.
She's a ride or die bitch, I guess.
Yeah, ride or die.
Yeah, there it is.
For sure.
All right.
There, I don't think there's anything else that happened.
Nope. Like I said, boring weekend for the most part.
Boring weekend.
But this next weekend will be big.
That Rutgers play was so funny.
Yeah.
The quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just,
they ran the Philly special. I think that's the first time
I've
seen it.
Everyone's running a Philly special.
Every
single
one.
Yeah.
And
Dwayne Haskins did have a butt fumble-esque that was pretty funny, too. Did you see that?
Yes, he did. It was like more like mid-back fumble, but
yeah.
I mean, Ohio
just
State.
College football.
I think we'll see. We'll have a lot more to talk about next week. And
for sure.
Go
you guys, Columbus should be fun for this weekend for you guys.
Yeah. Good luck on your bets with Tommy.
They're not looking great. And then so I should stop and just be like, I'm on such a bad streak, but there's a lot of action today, all these feast games.
Law of averages. All right.
We hope everybody has a very fun.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Ooh, green bean casserole.
Whoa.
Did I just
Casey, I'm.
Did I just fuck up your world?
Yeah. Wow. I would.
I mean, you got to go. Listen, you got to go mashed potatoes always with everything.
Of course.
But
of
like
course.
Green bean casserole is something you have once a year, and my grandmother makes a mean one.
Okay.
So
that's awesome.
What about you?
Stuffing.
You like soggy, moist bread?
That's a hot take. I thought everybody liked
stuffing. Stinks.
What? I think it's ridiculous that we as a society, Big Cat tweeted this yesterday, only eat it once a year. I'd have stuffing multiple times a week if it was acceptable.
Yeah. Bulking season.
I'd eat stuffing for breakfast if I could.
I've actually had some pretty good stuffing. I'm just saying, like, don't snuff out the good green bean casserole when, like.
I think I need to have your grandmother's
green bean
casserole, and then I'll reserve my judgment until then.
Okay, that's fair.
But
well,
this was a great episode.
Quickie. You know, I mean, we can only say quickie so many times before it starts getting sexual. So thanks, guys, for hanging out. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll be back next week.
But before we go, Casey.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Robinhood.
Ooh, we like Robinhood.
We do. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy.
Not just people like Dave.
Exactly, Casey.
I mean, people like us, the normals and the poor.
The normals and the poor.
And the rich, too.
And
they
the
can help everybody.
They can help everybody, because it's a non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. It's a simple and intuitive, clear design with data presented in an easy-to-digest way.
I love all of that, but how do we do it, Jack Mack? How do we do it here on the comeback
season? Another great question,
I'm
Casey.
I'm full of great questions, Jack.
Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock.
Ooh.
Like Apple,
ooh,
Ford, or Sprint.
I know those guys.
To help build your portfolio, Casey, sign up at comeback.robinhood.com. That's comeback.robinhood.com.
We'll see you guys next week.
I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story was different with me. God's plan. God's plan.